Okay, the next set of questions comes from Raven Fox Audio. Yeah, you got your own mention too. It was bound to happen. Okay, first question. Has there ever been an audio that you've heard or made that has touched your heart?
That has touched my heart.
I think we did mention this earlier too.
Yeah, well, the Porn Shop Girl, that one. I mean, when you can get tears from it. And then Tatterjack, he did that's his couple of scripts. I can't remember what they're called, Midnight and Sunset, I think.
Yep, that's it. Yep.
Those were pretty outstanding. I was really impressed by that. And I think the first one I thought was okay. I think it was Midnight. I thought it was okay. But when he came out with Sunset and they became a companion duo, that's when I truly was impressed, because he did such a great job of taking a character that you were like, oh, what an awful person, and going, oh, that's a different perspective. I never, still don't like her, but at least you understand where she was coming from.
I think in the order of the story, I think Sunset came first.
Okay, I don't remember. Yeah,
Because
I think you're
it was
right.
the, it was the, his perspective first, and then her
Yeah, and then
perspective after.
hers.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Okay, next question. What is your favorite smell?
Boy, that's a hard question. I don't have a very good sense of smell, so I like the smell of cooking food, like
Ah, yeah.
savory cooking food. I would say that is, coming home and there's like, something's been in the crock pot for, the last 4 hours, and you go, oh, that smells good. Yeah, that would be my favorite smell, I guess.
Just a general plethoric kind of and
And the
warming, enriching
second to
aroma.
that, would be the smell of my SO's hair. That would be the second one that I can think of off the top of my head.
And the deafening cry of "Oh!" from all the women. Okay, question three. You're stranded alone on an island. There is no hope of rescue. Other than food, water, and rudimentary shelter, what you have three possessions that help keep you sane. What are they?
I'm assuming I have a knife. Okay, keep me sane. I would probably have, and I'm going to reveal something about myself here. I probably have a Bible. I would have, yeah, I know. People are like, what?
You of all people?
Yes, surprisingly, people can have multiple facets to their lives.
Totally.
Anyway, we won't go into the details of that. I would have probably a solar powered MP3 player full of music.
Oh, that would be brilliant.
And oh, let's see. Third one. I gotta think of a third one. Trying to think here. What would be something necessity?
A woman?
Well, it said a thing. A woman's not a thing. A
Oh,
woman's a person.
three possessions.
Yeah, but I don't possess a woman,
That is very
because
true.
you don't possess people unless
No.
you're, yeah, unless you're one of those countries that still has secret slavery, like America. Okay. Anyway, yeah, if we have a Super Bowl and they break up sex rings, it's sort of sad. Anyway, let's see. Third thing. I can't think of anything. Maybe some stuff to write on, like a big pad of paper and a pencil, or not a pencil. Well, yeah, a pencil lasts longer.
Yeah, a good way to dictate your thought.
Yep.
Next question. One word or short phrase said with just the right tone and inflection that gets you excited instantly.
Daddy.
Really?
Oh God. Yes. Oh God, yes. Oh, seriously. Any audio that has daddy in it just, oh gosh. And then if you combine daddy with other dirty talk, it's just oh. Just yeah. So that is easily my favorite word to hear done. And yeah, that's an instant turn on right there.
That is very interesting to know. Next question. How does it feel to know what a huge difference you've made here on GWA and about how much you're liked, appreciated, and admired?
I don't know. You know, I know there are some people who admire and appreciate me, but I don't know how widespread that is. I guess from my perspective, it's like maybe disbelief.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I've done much more than anybody else. Maybe I've been more active than some people, and I've certainly been more active consistently over the year period than mm-hmm. some people. I think there comes a point where, you know, you lose interest and you sort of drift away.
Yeah.
But I have tried to be a positive force. Certainly I've made missteps. There's things that I regret that I've done or said or, you know, in terms of some of the turmoil that we've had on GWA in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say I don't feel like I do anything different than some other people on GWA. I think Raven certainly feels that I have had a positive impact. And one of it is that I've tried to help and foster the newcomers, you know, say, here's some recordings you can do, you know, here's a few tips, that type of thing. I haven't actually, I used to post on people who came, you know, a link to how to get noticed on GWA, and I haven't really had the time to do that lately. But I think that it is a daunting thing to come and present yourself to a bunch of strangers, and, you know, sex is one of those very intimate things. So when you're revealing yourself sexually, it can be really intimidating. And it's helpful to have tips, and that's why I did it. Do I think I made a huge impact? Not more than some of the other people. So, yeah. I'm trying to be humble here.
Yeah, of course. But it's worth noting, though, that your name is mentioned and a lot of people here could say, oh, I know him. I think he's a wonderful person. Because we've known how much you've put back into this community because we can see how much you care about it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you. I do care about the community, and I've tried to show that. I feel like GWA, because there are a lot of people who come on GWA who do not feel good about themselves, and then come away from GWA feeling like, hey, I am sexy. I can be sexy. I can be a sexual being without people, you know, obsessing about the way I look or the way I talk or the way I hold myself or what job I'm in or my family background or my religious background or whatever. That is something that's so valuable. And I'm sure if we spoke to a number of people on GWA, they would say the same thing. They'd say, I discovered that I can be sexy. I discovered that people find me sexy and that I can be, you know, I can turn people on. And I didn't think that was something that I could do, you know?
Yeah. It's a very powerful thing to come in with and then go away with and to reassure what kind of people we can be.
Yeah.
And Raven's final question, will you be her Valentine?
I would say yes, I will.
Oh, and, lucky you, Raven. Let Bear eat all that up. Okay. Well, actually, was there an additional part to the thought you were going to make? Because I think I interrupted you.
No, I was going to say, originally we were going to do this with Pixel, who apparently slept in, and I'm trying to convince her to come on the call here.
Yeah.
We'll see in a second here. Okay, so I'm trying to convince her. I don't know if it's gonna work.
Yeah, she probably feels a bit bad about leaving it, considering.
Yeah. Well, we were supposed to meet at a certain time, and she probably slept in. So, and we just got Pixel on. She was supposed to be here when we started, but she slept in.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's
I actually slept really well, though, but just good. Saying.
But this is good for me now.
Well, at least there was a benefit from you sleeping in.
Yeah. Well, now this
I am a jerk.
Well, now this is good for me. That means I can stop talking so my throat won't be so sore, and I can yawn a few times because it's nearly 3:30 in the morning here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Good job. Good work.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Shall we get on with it then?
Sounds great.
Okay. So, Tiggle Bitties. Well, I love her name.
Wait.
We didn't answer.
Am I going down?
No, we didn't answer Hiram's question yet.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So, ask that question first.
Okay. Great. Okay. Hiram. You go to sleep one night, and suddenly something happens with the planetary alignment, and you awaken the next day, but as Randy the Macho Man Savage, how would that change your day, and what would you do differently?
I'd bite into a Slim Jim.
No, you'd
That's an excellent answer.
You'd snap into a darn. Oh, I totally screwed that up.
You besmirch his good name. Rest in peace.
I would probably yell at a lot of stuff all day.
Yeah. No,
yeah, that makes sense.
I could see you teaming up with the Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Can we make that like an audio? I'm like already just... Add that to your list, please.
I don't know. I think there's... I already have too many big characters as it is.
Mm-hmm. I would be Randy in a heartbeat, but that just ruins my throat every time I do it.
All right. Well...
Oh, gosh. Well, I couldn't do it anyway, so hey. But, okay, carrying on and actually getting to Tiggle Bitties now. what is your favorite script to hear performed?
Oh, I'm assuming that she's asking about my scripts.
That would be the assumption, yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I think one of the ones that I love, just because it's so short and anybody can do it pretty easily, is Mexican Standoff.
Oh. I love that script. Yeah.
I originally did that script. Tarkus Trooper was doing a I'll record anything, you know, tell me what to say thing. Mm-hmm. This was after my first audio whore. And she did this, she posted it, and but people put a bunch of stuff up there. And I was like, okay, I gotta come up with some short things for her to say, and I came up with that one. And it just hers is probably my favorite of all the ones that have been done. Mm-hmm. Because she was the first one to do it. But I think probably like 8 or 9 people have done that script.
Nice.
And every time I hear it, I just laugh because it's just so ridiculous.
It is magnificent.
Yeah.
One that I did think of, I don't know if it has the same effect, is the bus driver script.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the bus driver script, that was originally my... I did that as a recording.
Mm.
I had no time, like, over a period of 2 weeks. So I recorded in my car. But I knew that I was going to have all this, like, car background noise in my car. So I decided, okay, I'm going to do these recordings that have a car theme. So I did the bus driver. I did one about... being in a car on a road trip with a lady who is like really horny and just being obnoxious in the passenger seat. And then the second one, yeah, I think what I remember from that recording is they're leather seats. Don't do that on my leather seats. you'll ruin the seat. You'll ruin the leather.
It won't age well.
Yeah. then there was one about a guy in the car of the future, a self-driving car, which turns out to be have an artificial intelligence that has daddy issues. and then the last one was being a driving instructor with a a slime girl. Not knowing she's a slime girl, she's driving the car and she decides to like masturbate the driving instructor while she's driving in order to get to pass the driving exam. And he's just like, "No, you don't have to do this. I was going to pass you anyway." Yeah. But in terms of other things that scripts I love hearing, the Porn Shop Girl is one that I really loved to hear actually get done. And I probably, we mentioned this earlier, but you missed it because you were late.
So sorry.
We mentioned it earlier that was one of my favorite scripts that I've written. I like it because it's sexy and it's sort of a little bit erotic. But then it's got this sort of emotional payoff at the end. And everyone who's done it has done a wonderful job. And that's one that I have loved hearing very much.
Yeah, that script was that was really well done. I really liked that one.
Yeah, thank you. I'm proud of it. Okay.
Okay. So we have a nice post of yours. So, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, these were I posted this in several places, and so I just sort of combined all the questions to make it easier.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Okay, Kit Kat from the other post asks, who is your favorite character of yours to do? Please say the Fear Play King. That's the only correct answer.
No, actually, it is the Fae Unicorn.
Oh, never mind. I take it back. You win.
And Bram's got to hear the Fae Unicorn earlier.
I got to communicate with him.
Yes. Live? Oh, yes. Can he just say hello to me, please?
Okay. Let's see if I can get into character here. Oh, hey! It's Pixel! Oh, I'm so excited you're here! It's just... Oh, it's been so fun having Rams here because he's such a hunky guy. And you're sort of sexy, too. But I like the hunky guys.
He wants me to masturbate him, and I'm kind of into that. Oh,
he has to. He promised that after the recording, we're going to have some horse cock stroking.
I did
I'm
not
so
promise
excited.
A damn thing to you.
Can I watch, please?
Yeah. Oh, well, you want to watch Rams stroke a horse cock, huh?
Well now that that's out there.
Well, technically, it would still be bestial.
I feel like my life is just a little more complete now. Thanks. Wiping a singular tear from my eye. Oh, jeez. Right.
Okay.
Next question.
Anon. What's the issue in current events / politics that gets you the most riled up?
Yeah, this is a dangerous question.
It is.
You know, okay, there's a number of things, and I'll pick an innocuous one. What is driving me crazy right now is what's happening in Ukraine. We know that Russia is behind everything going on. And the whole world is sitting there acting like it's separatists, and we know that it's Russia orchestrating the whole thing. Mm. And and no one's standing up to them, no one's doing anything, and poor Ukraine is just sort of sitting there like, well, we're doing what we can.
Well, the ceasefire has been called. I don't know if that'll
anything. This is like the second one.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And I could pick a whole bunch of other things, but that one is probably the most innocuous one that won't get me into trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm in complete agreement there. Let's see. Next question?
Okay, next question.
She wants to move, asks, what character / script do you wish you could write / record, but never will?
Oh, gosh. There are some stuff that I would love to do with certain characters, but they're so iconic, they're already voiced, that that you know you would never get anyone to do them. I can't think of any offhand, but I have thought of them in the past. Like, oh, it'd be fun to do this script. I think that's one of the reasons I did the Deadpool script. Which no one has done yet. Rams and I might eventually do.
There are two guys who are working on it, by the way.
Oh, really?
Besides, awesome. There's you and I. There's the prospect of that. But Fun with DPP and Willisaurus are doing it as well.
Oh, awesome.
That's going to be really good.
I love the character. I just think he's so off the wall funny and weird that... It just was such a natural thing to take that character and throw him into an erotic audio context.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and I think I did a good job with the script. I'm actually proud of it because I don't know Deadpool's character that well, but those people who do follow the character said that I did get the voice down pretty well. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the fun part is just hearing somebody do that character will be such a payoff.
I just don't think that when we do it, because I'm going to end up being Deadpool, because you said you wanted to be Yellow Boxes.
Well, I could try to be Deadpool.
I don't mind being Deadpool. Every time anyone's talked about this script with me, they've always wanted to be Yellow Boxes. But I've always wanted to be Deadpool, so, like, that's fine.
Well, we'll see. I guess we can try both voices and see which one we prefer.
True, very true.
As far as subjects for scripts, I probably will never do a Vore script. We mentioned this earlier, Vore Rarophilia. I probably will never do one of those. I'll probably never do a recording. I do have a script in the works that I am doing for a specific person who said they would record it if I did it for cock transformation, a person turning into a penis. I am going to get a script done for that. And,
interesting.
And there is a person who has promised they will do it if I finish it. I've got it about half finished.
Let the speculation commence.
Yes. Crazy weirdness.
I'd find it even more interesting if it was a woman who actually agreed to it.
Yes. I think really it's a person intrigued. who is trying to try different things, you know, like I want to just try all these crazy stuff. Okay. And so, yeah.
Yeah, that's
good.
Awesome.
That's good. Go you, whoever you are.
She wants to move also asked, what's your guilty pleasure?
I think this was asked already.
Yeah, we asked this earlier, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So, and I don't remember what I said. GWA. It was GWA.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's a good call. That's a good call. All-encompassing. Okay.
Yep.
Now, this one, say this one with emotion. This is clearly a loaded question.
Okay. Why won't you let me love you?
Oh, you are so awesome. Okay, my story with Pixel is this. I was doing an audio horror. And somebody wanted a threesome where the threesome is done with the lady and then the two guys go at it. So I do it. And I asked her at the spur of the moment, I'm like, I need to get a female voice. I have to add a female voice to this. And so I got her to basically walk out of the bathroom going, oh, hey, guys. Hey, guys. You started without me or something like that.
Oh, yeah. And so, I remember that one. Yeah.
Yep.
It was a tiny little thing.
Yeah, it was just very short. And I heard her do that, and I go, ooh, I need to listen to her stuff.
I'm blushing. Yeah.
Well, oh, your voice just, oh, mwah. Anyway, next question.
The whole mood of this thing has changed since you joined. Of course a woman had to make this all happen. It was so strict and so on point and so professional when it was just him and I, even though I had my occasional flirting, but that's neither here nor there.
You flirted with me? See, this is what I'm talking about, being completely ignorant. I didn't even notice.
I would have noticed.
No, she would have, yeah.
Well, hey, I like what's happening here. Please continue.
Okay. you may love me as much as you like.
Oh. See, there you go.
Get that in your move.
All right.
SwirlGirl93 asks... Casty, you have promised to give me an evening of the most intense, mind-blowing, life-changing sex. Please describe what you would do with me.
Oh boy.
I
can't see you making a promise like that.
No, I wouldn't make a promise like that. I don't have enough confidence in my sexual ability to be able to say I'm going to life change your life with my sex. Yeah, you know what I probably do? I get out my old role playing books and be like, okay, let's play.
Ooh,
like what? And then we do a role play like Dungeons and Dragons or something that's totally sexual.
That's actually a really good idea.
Yep.
Oh, I like the next bit.
I just noticed that.
I'm gonna ask it. Then, okay. Please have the Fear Play King answer the same question.
Oh my gosh. Okay, good. I gotta get into the character again. Let's... Alright. See, there's always... When I do characters, there's always, like, these triggers. For the Fae Unicorn, for me, to really get in the character, I have to say, oh, hey, it's a virgin! Because that's the first line of that audio. It's a virgin! I haven't seen a virgin in so long! This is so awesome! Anyway,
And then Professor Slimbell is obviously Mr. Pritchard.
Mr. Pritchard! Yeah, and Mr. Beautiful. Professor Slimbell is all about the cracking voice and going, you know, doing this wow stuff.
He's constantly in a state of perpetual motion.
Yeah, I can imagine that Professor Slimbell would be flailing his arms around all over the place.
He walks like talks. A peacock or like a pigeon.
Okay, now the Fear Play King is, I am the Fear Play King. And when I do the recording, when I do recordings or when I've ever done recordings, it's all about him talking about himself. So, I am the Fear Play King, and I, the Fear Play King, would of course use Fear Play, because Fear Play is the most primal of sexual desires.
Oh, that got me hot.
You're not the only one.
Yeah, I'm a little turned on, too.
Anyway, no, I'm kidding.
Fear Play King.
And then I could throw in Drake Australia. Oh, man. Oh,
I have a crazy idea, and I almost put it on my my request thread, Cake Day audio horror reversal thread. Mm-hmm. You are the Fear Play King's daughter.
Oh.
The Fear Play Princess. And play the character for us.
Oh my god. Well, remember,
I should have put that on there. I should have.
Remember, there was the voice that I did earlier, and I was going to dub her the Gunplay Queen.
See, now that character, the Gunplay character, he's way more intense. And he talks way more seriously, and he has a very much more distinctive way of talking. And then he'll laugh.
Well.
And he's slightly creepy because he's so intense. Mm. Oh, I'm so glad that you're here talking to me right now. We're going to have so much fun.
But who's to say that the Gunplay Queen wouldn't be just ridiculous?
Well, we might
I've
have
got
to...
this gun right here in my hand. Look at it. It's nice and black. It's a pistol.
You're a pistol, my good sir. Okay, let's let's move on to the next question, please.
But see, you didn't answer the question.
He did. He said he'd use Fear Play because it's the most primal form of sexual desire.
Oh, okay. That's kind of a cop-out. I was looking for something described in detail.
Do not question the Fear Play King's judgment.
You're right. I should back off. I don't know what he's going to do. Okay. Sexually Specific asks, what have been some of your most memorable scripts to write?
Probably the Monster Girl scripts. I just, I did those with, I originally wrote the first one, and I got sexually specific to do the first one. And she enjoyed doing it so much that I ended up doing another one, and then another one. And people liked it so much that somebody, I think it was Kokonyo, who hasn't really been around in a long time, she asked me to do one with a zombie girl, which is actually my favorite of all those scripts, the zombie girl one. I think she's the only one that who did it, but if you want to go find it, I think it's called The Zombie Girl. You should find it. It's her read of it is just awesome. but I enjoyed writing those scripts because it was the first time I wrote sort of a femdom-y thing, but it was very sort of playful because they're all these monster girls who really are, they might be slightly initiated to sex, but here you got these weirdo tourists that are coming from Earth, you know, through a portal across the dimensions to have sex with their favorite monster girl, and the monster girls are just like, you guys are weird. or they just end up being like, hey, this sex stuff isn't that bad, hey. And then, of course, the tourist is a little bit in over their head.
Yeah, those are always great.
Yeah, another one that that was done was Raven Fox Audio.
Oh, the Mimic.
Yeah. Which was so funny. Because that actually was a vor script. I did write a vor script. I lied. I have written a vor script. Although it was sort of very playful. And she took it. She just decided to be so off the wall, unserious about it that made it work very well.
Very tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah. Yeah, and that made it work. I mean, because it was perfect for the character. Yeah.
This all just keeps reminding me that I still owe you that damn Naga script.
Well, you can do it when we're done. All right.
No, but we sleep when we're done.
Oh, right.
That is no excuse. Get on it. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, what's next?
Excuse you, don't give me attitude, Missy.
Hey, I got lots of sleep. I'm good.
Me too. Okay, next question.
sexually specific again. What are some of the scripts / ideas / stories you're most pleased with and proud of?
Well, we did that. Yeah,
yeah, I mentioned we answered this
previously.
One too.
The porn shop girl. Love of cats. I'm proud of a lot of my short scripts as well. Not all of them, but the short humor scripts. There's a couple in there which are really, really funny that I think I did a brilliant job with. The Mexican Standoff is one, and there's a couple others where I just I'm really proud of them because it's not easy to be funny in a succinct way. It takes work, and you know, to manage to be funny and have a script that makes good sense and is funny by the end is an achievement because it's not always easy to do. Certainly not all of my humor scripts are that humorous. Oh, and one of my favorites is okay, I got a shout out to Tiggle Bitties because she did the what's the name of it? It was the one. It was the sexy age play. She was awesome. She was awesome. Have you guys heard that?
I need to listen to it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, we're slacking.
I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say that the sexy age play goes in a different direction than you would normally expect. Mm-hmm. like not down, it goes up. And she does such amazing voices. It is totally worth the listen if you haven't heard it.
See, that's the thing, though. When you did say sexy age play, I thought going up immediately.
Yeah. Well, if it's a humor script, you would have to.
You would expect
it
to go upwards.
But you have to. And, you gotta listen to it. It's worth it. Okay. Okay, next question.
Wicked Sub asks, what in your life has GW changed and affected the most?
We sort of covered this. Yeah, this was it was definitely like if we go offline, it's just being more adventurous, being sexier in general in my romantic life. It gave me confidence because you know, here I'm sexy on GWA and I'm like, oh, I can actually be sexy. And I think I mentioned this before, that I think this is true for a lot of people. You know, they don't feel sexy. They don't feel sexy about their bodies. They don't feel sexy about where they are in their lives. And they go on GWA, and it's just their voice. And people are like, oh, that was hot. You're hot. You're amazing. You're sexy. And then you come out of it, you're going, you know what? I am sexy. I can be sexy. You know, I can be hot. And it gives you a little bit of that boost of confidence, you know, that you take out into your real life.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I can absolutely, like, relate to that.
Yeah.
Just, like, with, like, anxiety and all of that. Mm-hmm. Just being on GWA, I haven't recorded in a while, but, like, every time I do, it's always this boost, this awesome, like, feeling. I love it.
Yeah. Kind of like, here I am.
Mm-hmm. Almost kind of like a cathartic release.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you the feedback that you get, and because GWA is so positive, you know, you get positive feedback, and people, especially the people who leave good comments. I got to say, if you've listened this far, here's my advice as a lurker or as a GWA member. If you listen to something, leave a comment and try to leave something better than, that was hot. Try to say what you liked about it. You know, I love this line, or you know, the way that you did the progression on this, and it got hotter and hotter and hotter. By the end, I just didn't know what to do with myself. You know, so that the person gets a little bit more than, hey, this is hot. This is like, this is how this affected me, and here's what affected me.
Be specific.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, those are my favorite comments.
Yeah, mine too.
They mean a lot. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Good question. See, I wasn't here for the one before, so that was
Well, really you'll get to listen nice. To it later. Don't worry.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But it's good to have that addition on top of that as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's really good. Lola Gets asks a bunch of questions. The first one is, what is your dream job?
I want to work in video games.
Excellent call. Mm-hmm. What would you do?
I don't know. I with my imagination, I would love to be. I would love to be a video game designer or writer, somebody who works, you know, coming up with the concepts. Mm. Yeah, part of a writing team, probably. Mm.
I think that you would really like flourish in that. Definitely.
Yeah, I think I would be pretty good at it.
Humble brag.
Yeah.
Right.
On the opposing part of that, what is the worst job you can think of?
You know, a job where you basically are doing a repetitive thing over and over and over again, like the same thing, like putting a bolt on a screw, yeah. You know, on a nut on a bolt, and that's all you do every day. And then, you know, so that you don't commit suicide, they put you on a different assembly line, and they have you take the bolt, take the nut off the bolt for the next week. Yeah, that would just I couldn't do that job. There's a lot of things like, you know, terrible jobs that I'd be okay with doing. You know, I don't have so much pride that I'm not willing to do what it takes to feed myself. But working in a job where you're just repetitively doing the same thing day after day after day after day, that would just destroy me.
Monotony.
Yeah, the monotony. Yeah. And obviously, if you look at my recording history, I've done so many different things. So obviously, I like variety.
Oh yeah, yeah. That struck a little close to home.
Sorry.
No, it's cool. I'm out of there.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
All right.
Next question. What brand are you oddly loyal to?
I would say I am oddly loyal to... I don't know.
Nike. Just do it!
No. I'm oddly... You know, okay, it's odd for me that I'm loyal to Sony. Because really? I never was, yeah, I, you know, I love my PS3. Gosh, I use it for everything. What a great product that is. But I never would have thought I would be a Sony fanboy. Never, ever. I was always a computer gamer. You know, I was a guy who played computer games, and I was like, yeah, computers are where it's at. And now I have like 70 PS3 games in my collection.
PC Master Race.
Right.
That's a good call. I need to bust out my PS3.
Well, I use it, you know, I got it hooked up to my TV. I use it for Netflix. I use it for Hulu. I use it for watching YouTube. I use it for streaming music off of my computer. I mean, it's hooked up to my stereo system. I mean, I use it for gaming. I use it for everything. It's just such a great product.
I approve of this.
Yeah. And, you know, this is the big mistake that Microsoft made. With the Xbox 360. So, like, you have to get a gold membership to get anything on our system. Yeah. So, everybody, you know, a lot of people went over to Sony. And then when Xbox, you know, the Xbox One came out at E3, and they're going, oh, yeah, we're going to continue doing this bullshit.
And then
everybody's like, oh, you are? Okay. Hey, Sony, we want yours.
Yeah, everybody hopped over there, myself included.
Yep.
The most interesting thing that I remember from that, directly after the Microsoft conference, when the Xbox One was first announced, Sony's stock went up 10%.
Yes.
Oh my god.
And I loved the little, they did this little, like, 10-second video of how do you share games on the Sony PlayStation, and it shows two guys, two Sony executives, and they just, one of them hands the game over to the other guy. They're like, thanks.
Yeah, I remember that.
Awesome.
Oh, they really just
such a slap in the face.
Rub the dirt right into him.
Yeah.
That's so ridiculous, though. Like, you needed to, or like, you couldn't share games with Xbox.
Yeah, and well, but for, I mean, an Xbox,
well, you could,
you know,
but
if you
they
wanted,
changed it or whatever.
The
but.
Ridiculous part for me was if you wanted to access the internet, if you wanted to get Hulu or Netflix on the Xbox 360, you had to get an Xbox Gold membership. And it's like, I'm already paying for these things. Why am I paying you money to have access to things that I already pay for?
Yeah.
And I think that's something that Microsoft didn't quite get until they got this big backlash from their false moves. And that's why they finally got rid of it, is because they realized that they were losing all sorts of market share to Sony.
Yep.
Because people are buying the PlayStation, and they're still, the PlayStation 4 is still selling better than the Xbox is.
Yeah, there's still a lot of loyalty that they needed to make up. Some of it is back, but there's still that sore spot.
Yeah. There'll always be the Halo fans who'll come back for Halo.
Of course.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. All right, what's the next question?
Your fantasy threesome. You got to pick one character from books, one from TV, and one from the movies. Mm. Tell us about it, Janet.
Okay, Hermione Granger, because I always loved her character. I just can imagine.
Version.
Can you imagine such a straight-laced character? She would be wild in bed.
Just quickly though. Book version or movie version? Because they're very different.
Well,
they're actually pretty different characters.
Yeah, they are. I don't know. Either one would be fine. I think they would both be. I just kind of, you know, Hermione is such a tenacious character. Mm-hmm. That I feel like if she, you know, if she got into something, she would, you know, go full force in it.
And she would know what she's doing.
And of course, if it was the movie one, Emma Watson, I mean, how can you go wrong?
She blossomed into a beautiful woman.
Oh, she sure has, yeah. Okay, and then one from TV. Oh, gosh. I don't watch a lot of TV.
Old school Wonder Woman.
Oh, gosh, Linda Carter? Are you kidding me? I used to watch that as a kid. What a terrible show that was. Oh, gosh, from TV.
Oh, Xena.
Xena?
Oh, God.
Lucy
Can you
Lawless?
Imagine Hermione Granger and Xena, warrior princess, in bed together?
Oh, my
God. No. I can't see that. That just is not a combination.
No.
From television. Boy, I'm really trying to think here. You know, okay, I think I figured it out. I would love to have Deanna Troi. Yep.
Ooh.
Star Trek.
Mm-hmm. Excellent call.
Yep. Yep. Empathic.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That. Oh boy, that would ramp it up because she knows exactly what she needed to do. Okay, and then one from movies. So let's see, another movie character. Well, Princess Leia. If we're going to have an all-lady threesome.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, pretty nerdy collection I've got here. Oof. Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. I did it.
Yay! You did it! Yay!
2¾ hours later.
Oh yeah, that was a lot longer than I expected. I was going to get my hair cut today. I guess not.
Way to go.
Oh well, I have to do it tomorrow. That's why I keep saying, "Oh, I'll get my hair cut tomorrow." Meanwhile, I look like a shaggy dog.
Good work. Aww. Good job. Oh.
I like big and shaggy dogs.
I don't know how to take that.
You just gotta have enough to, like, grab, really.
Yeah.
Just enough hair, yeah. Just.
You probably would take it well if I ran my fingernails over your scalp.
Ooh. I'll pass, thank you.
Really? That's such a good feeling.
No.
Really?
No, sort of fingernail and chalkboard there. Oh. It has to be in the right context, I guess.
Oh, okay.
If I've already been teased for a while, yeah, then it will work. Mm-hmm. But then anything will work at that point. All right. So, well, thank you, everyone, for the questions that you provided. I hope you enjoyed this. I don't know how much editing I'm actually going to do, so you might hear the whole thing if you decide to go through all 3 hours of it.
I imagine it's very much worth it, though. So,
well, you'll find out since you missed it all.
So sorry.
I'm so disappointed because I was totally going to tease you with the Fear Play voice.
Oh jeez.
Oh, one for the outro.
Oh, one for the outro. Okay, what do you want me to say?
Oh God. Oh no. No, Rams, you pick this out because I can't, I'm too flustered.
I don't know what you like.
Well, what do you like, Rams?
Oh, don't tempt me. I told you, you'd make me flustered from
earlier. Okay, come on. this is a freebie for you, Rams.
Actually, you know, honestly, I wouldn't mind having another conversation with the Fae Unicorn.
The Fae Unicorn?
Yeah.
Really? You don't want sexy Casty, you want the Fae Unicorn?
Oh, fine, we'll go back to sexy. Sexty? Yeah, okay.
Sexty? Oh, you want me to sext you now?
Oh.
Okay.
Well.
No.
I wouldn't mind.
Twist his arm, jeez. No, please do.
Well, what do you want me to say?
I'm thinking. I'm bad at thinking on the spot.
Hey, Pixel, you want to go somewhere and do something?
Yes, please.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can think of a lot of things that I'd like to do to you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think that I'd like to run my fingers down your back. Gentle at first. As I nibble on your neck. Are you okay? Tell me you're okay.
I'm good. I'm real good.
Okay.
Hey, I didn't get any of this treatment.
Hey, Rams.
Mm-hmm.
I want your cock.
Oh, really?
I want your cock so bad.
Uh-huh.
I want to feel it in my mouth. I totally would suck on it if you were here right now.
And that's all you get. I have to give you a rain check.
Whew. Fanning my face here. I was biting my finger, not going to lie.
Actually, so was I.
All right. Well, on that note, I think we're done.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for asking the questions, and thank you everyone for asking the questions. Thank you,
thank
our host,
for
asking the question. Yes, and thank you for everyone who asked the questions, and thank you for all your comments and all your well wishes and all of your request fills and script fills that you have done over the past year. That has been wonderful being part of this community, and that's why I did the AMA. So I hope you enjoyed yourself and.
And just before we close out, I'd like to, on behalf of the entire community, just give you a quick round of applause.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to add in.
Now I'm blushing.
Aww. All righty. I think we'll close it to that.
Okay.